time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Just fine, thank you. Just fine. But my air conditioning works.
Yeah. It needs to.
Boy, I tell you, that air conditioner is your best friend these days, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, it certainly is. You know, we were joking a little bit ago before we got on the air about temperatures and stuff. What did you get up to yesterday? You know, here at the radio station where we measure the official temperature for Atlantic, we had 101 for a high yesterday. But I know in my car yesterday afternoon when I was driving around, you know, it's got the little temperature gauge that flashes up there. It said 106. Kendall was saying like 107 or something in his. And I'm sure no matter where you are, you probably had a different looking temperature, but they all had one thing in common. They were uncomfortably warm.
Yeah. They were all probably three digits, and that's bad enough.
Yeah, when you start to see three. We were joking. I said, I remember as a child, my mother used to listen to one of the radio stations in Dubuque in the morning as we were getting ready, and they always used to give the temperature. And currently at the airport, and she always used to get so mad about that because the Dubuque airport is nowhere near Dubuque. It's quite a ways south of town. And so it's not even in town, but she always, and of course there's a lot of concrete out there too, but she always used to get so mad. Why do they give that temperature out at the airport? I don't live at the airport. I used to say, well, Mom, you don't live at the radio station either, but that didn't make her feel any better. So it is what it is where you are, right?
Yeah.
All we can do is tell you what it is here. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell you a little bit this morning about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used automatic washer. Got 30-inch electric cooktop and oven that both in great shape, can be bought very inexpensively. 36-inch gas cooktop and new. Got three match washer-dryer sets, one front load and two top load. Got an 8-cubic-foot chest freezer, a huge two-door refrigerator with a top freezer. 25-cubic-foot side-by-side, 22-cubic-foot side-by-side. Got a near-new Whirlpool air cleaner, near-new. Portable dishwasher, have one of those. Three built-in dishwashers, two microwave hood combinations. Make an offer, and you're going to own those. Holland gas grills in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Room air conditioners, got a good selection in stock. Also, dehumidifiers in three different sizes. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, how's your lawn doing these days?
What lawn?
Yeah, I know. I think I already know the answer to that question.
We were joking the other day, you know, you just, like, well, you know, you got to get rid of all the things out there. You want to go out and spray for weeds, you can't even do that. And somebody goes, why would you want to do that? That's the only green thing out there.
That's what I said. If it wasn't for a couple of those weeds growing, I wouldn't have anything to hang my Christmas lights on. It's just, that's the way it is. I mean, you look outside, you drive down any street in any town, anywhere in this area, and you're pretty much going to see the same thing. I mean, you can tell the folks who have irrigation systems, but even their yards don't look great. No matter how much water you manufacture and throw on a lawn, it's still got to deal with all these temperatures and the sunshine and the lack of natural moisture. I really believe, I mean, it's nice to have, you know, watering system and all, but you're throwing treated water on the lawn. I really believe that there's really a lot more benefit to natural rainwater falling on lawn than treated water falling on the lawn there too. But yeah, if you drive up and down any street, I mean, you just look up and down the street, I mean, you find maybe little patches of green here and there, but usually that's because there's a little bit more of the grass that you don't want or weeds that you have no use for that have started to take root. And it just, you know, it's not much fun to look at. I guess on the bright side, we haven't done a lot of lawn mowing lately, have we?
No.
Because you don't want to kick up that much dust. And that's the other bad part of it, too, is there's nothing keeping the dust down, it seems like, anymore either. But, you know, there are some things you can do for your lawn to try as best you can to make it last a little bit anyway and keep it in some sort of decent shape while we continue to work through these conditions until we get our next significant rain, which actually could be coming possibly soon, maybe soon, we'll see. Until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. But
they're saying tomorrow night's a good chance, so we'll cross our fingers.
We'll see. Well, a nice, polite, rain that would last about 7 days would be really nice right about now. It would be really good. But Iowa State University Extension threw out some notes about taking care of your lawn, especially in these kinds of conditions, because as of the middle part of July, most folks' yards, let's just face it, they're either dormant, which is kind of brown from the lack of water, or they're well on their way to becoming dormant. And 13% of Iowa counties are currently classified as in severe drought conditions. 66% are classified as moderate drought conditions, and the rest of the state is just abnormally dry. So everybody's kind of on their way in that direction. But there are a lot of, a lot of folks are concerned about water conservation in some of the communities that struggle a little bit with their water supplies and things to try to, reduce the consumption and not strain the local systems. But, there are some lawn care practices and things that Iowans can take a look at as well. David Minner, who's a turf grass specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, tossed out some notes to kind of avoid the severe loss of turf and conserve water a little bit. He says the turf should be managed each year in anticipation of any kind of water restrictions like that. Even if drought planning hasn't been part of your yard management, there are ways you conserve water simply by knowing when to water. And some tips that he throws out there about taking care of your lawn, especially about watering. The best time to water a lawn, a lot of folks always believe that the best time to water the lawn is overnight. The best time to water a lawn, according to Minner, is from 6 to 8 a.m. That's when the disruption of the water pattern that you're going to be throwing out there from the wind is low, and the water isn't lost to the atmosphere by evaporation. You see folks once in a while maybe throwing out some stuff in the middle of the afternoon to water your lawn. You're really not helping a whole lot because evaporation is really eating up a lot of that. And, of course, if you water when the wind is higher, whether you have an irrigation system or you're just moving your hose with the little attachments, the little watering attachments around, if you're just moving them around, you're most likely not getting exactly where you think you're getting, the pattern that you wanted because of the wind that's blowing that around too. So 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. is really the best time of the day to do that. Watering early in the morning also has the advantage of reducing the chance of turf diseases that require extended periods of leaf moisture. He does say that you should just absolutely avoid irrigating during midday and, of course, on windy conditions as well. He also says to move the sprinklers frequently enough to avoid any puddles and any runoff. Difficult to wet areas, slopes, thatched turf, hard soils, they may benefit from an application of a wetting agent to improve the surface penetration of the water. Also, he says to water only when the plant tells you to. So you want to become familiar with areas of the lawn that will wilt first. Those are blue and purple leaves. If you see rolled leaves or footprinting, you want to water within a day of seeing any of those kinds of symptoms, too. Sometimes the lawn will let you know when it needs a little moisture. And water problem areas by hand as well. He gives that as a tip, too. If you use hand watering in some of the problem areas, that can also postpone the need for irrigating the entire lawn. Some areas of the lawn usually will wilt before others. These areas, called hot spots, may be caused by hard soils that take up water slowly, or slopes, southern exposures, and also warmer areas. You've seen the areas next to concrete, next to your driveway or your sidewalk, that seem to get a little brown a little quicker. Well, that's obviously because the sidewalk retains the heat, and it just helps to choke those off a little bit quicker. So if you're looking at those kinds of areas next to drives and walks that are browning out a little quicker, maybe you want to just throw a little water by hand in those areas. Now, lawns that have unusual shapes also can require some hand watering to avoid unnecessary watering of paved surfaces, mulched beds, and buildings. I know you've seen it before where someone sticks a little sprinkler head off the end of a hose and it seems like it's going this way, but now it's coming back this way and watering the driveway as well. Kind of a waste of your time and your water. But you don't need to water those things down quite so much. Now, there are the soaker hoses that have a narrow pattern. They supply water at a slow rate, and they might actually be helpful in some of those kinds of areas, too. But Minner says once the decision has been made to irrigate, you want to water that lawn thoroughly. Newly seeded or sodded lawns, well, those require special irrigation. So all that stuff that we talk about gets thrown out the window because those need special watering. But Minner also outlines how to determine if the lawn is thoroughly watered, how to care for new lawns, and how to plan for drought as part of your regular yard management and all that kind of stuff. And you can see that the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has a Dealing with Drought web page on their website as well. So you can check that out if you'd like to find out more. And there'll also be, there's a webinar that's coming up tomorrow afternoon. And this is actually more toward livestock and crops. But for those folks who are producers, our farmers out there that are looking for maybe some assistance, a little bit of information, the Iowa crop and livestock producers who are dealing with those drought-related issues will have an opportunity to check out an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach webinar that will be tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, July 25th. And that'll be at a number of county extension offices. It's from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Now, there's no charge for this. And you don't have to pre-register for that either. So it's something that you can just pop in and check out. Now, for some of the livestock issues that they'll cover during that webinar include options to help producers manage their immediate needs related to stressed pastures and reduced hay supplies. They'll talk about early weaning to reduce cow requirements and supplemental feeding and things as well. They'll also talk about other topics facing producers like feeding value, proper ensiling, and potential for nitrate toxicity for corn harvested as silage or green chop. So some of the issues for livestock they'll talk about. They'll also talk about some crop issues as well regarding the drought. And they'll talk a little bit about farm finances as well. They'll have extension specialists to discuss crop insurance coverage, grain marketing implications, and valuing drought-damaged corn silage. And they'll talk about a lot of those types of issues, too. So livestock, crops, a little bit about finances as well. And again, that's tomorrow afternoon, July 25th, Wednesday, from 1 to 3 p.m. And some of the locations that you can catch that would include the Cass County Extension Office here in Atlantic, also the Adair County Extension Office in Greenfield, also the Guthrie County Extension Office in Guthrie Center, the Harrison County Extension Office in Logan, and the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan are some of the locations where you can catch that. It's not available in every county, but those are some of the locations where you can stop by and check that out. Again, that's from 1 to 3 tomorrow afternoon. There's no charge for that, and it is a service that does not require any pre-registration, so you can just pop in and hopefully pick up some needed information there too. So take care of whether it's the lawn or the pasture out there that you're trying to take care of. The crops, the lawn, everything's barking at you for water right now. We can only do so much, but we can try to manage it. We can't go out and create rain, but we can manage the circumstances and see if we can mitigate those as best we can. And hopefully we'll get a little bit of rain here yet this week. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to fry an egg out on the sidewalk, perhaps?
You could do that.
You could. Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Got freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5-3, including 25 cubic foot by Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Most of those models in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, over 65 new units. Selections of models, colors, and prices is good. Do have some closeouts on some models. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, portable, large, and super capacity models in top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool, Estates, Peak, Queen Maytag, and LG. Got two models in stack units for those with limited space. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, and built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Try to stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, we hope to continue to see some rain in the forecast here, and hopefully it'll come to fruition. For the last couple of days, we've seen it in our forecast for a little later this week. As we get closer, let's see if it stays there. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.